30. Aaron. The safe was hidden in Aaron's office behind a portrait he had commissioned of himself and his family, hand-painted based on a three-dimensional model that rested on the top corner of his bookshelf. Very few people on Proxima had bookshelves. There weren't many books on the planet. But Aaron had been collecting them for years, bringing them back with him after his visits to Earth, or trading with Centurions who had unsuccessfully tried to smuggle them in to sell on the black market. They always got caught, because if he were in their position, he would have done the same thing. The painting was on the floor, tossed carelessly aside, the canvas torn almost in half. It seemed appropriate now. He hoped someone would one day be able to appreciate the sacrifice he had made, though few would ever know anything at all. The organization had worked in the shadows for almost 3 centuries. That wasn't going to change now. Or was it? It all depended on how he managed the next 3 hours of his life. Nothing could save Kieran or the boys. The planet? Humankind? Part of that responsibility fell to him. Perhaps more than he had realized, and definitely more than he wanted. The rest fell on Rico, Isaac, and Sheriff Duke, and maybe Nathan Stacker. He wouldn't be surprised if the former fugitive got involved. Aaron allowed himself a slight smirk at that. Nathan thought Aaron had fallen for the ruse and believed he was a cloned twin to James. Not quite. The other Stacker had matched his brother's look, but it wasn't possible to match his demeanor. He went to the safe, noticing the bloodstains on the keypad. Lynn had died before the Koran tried to guess the access code, likely using his wife and children's birthdays, his wedding anniversary, and all of the obvious combinations to get in. Of course, Aaron knew better. The same way he knew not to use biometric security because his fingers or hand could be cut off, his eyes could be gouged out. The system had offered 4 guesses and then locked out. At least that's what the Koran had believed, because that's how Aaron had told Kieran it worked. He had lied. The system wouldn't respond to any more incorrect guesses, appearing secured. But the correct entry he tapped into it caused it to come back to life. The electromagnetics disengaged, the heavy alloy bars retracting, and the door swinging open. There were only 3 things inside. 1 was a gun, special tech, an ion blaster. The 2nd was a data chip. The 3rd, a key. A small, flat rectangle with an encrypted code embedded in it. The organization's best-kept secret. Only the head of the organization knew it existed. And if he didn't find a replacement before he died, the secret would go with him. That would be a damn shame. But that was how valuable the secret was. Aaron grabbed all 3. Not content to shove the chip and key in his pocket. He unbuttoned and pulled down his pants, and then pulled at a small pocket on his inner thigh, a seamless augment purposely designed to carry these 2 specific items. He stuck the chip and key into it and pressed it closed.
"Looks like I caught you with your pants down, General."
Aaron didn't turn around. He recognized the voice of Judicus Hale without seeing him. "Hale," Aaron said.
"Did you come to question me?" "No. The safe is empty. Give me whatever was in it."
Aaron still held the ion blaster in his other hand.
"How do you know I have it?"
"Because I'm not an idiot," Hale replied.
"Give it."
"Why don't you kill me and take it?"
"Okay."
Aaron didn't need to see Hale in the doorway behind him to know he was about to get shot. He dove sideways, falling behind his desk as the shots hit the metal, denting it, but failing to punch through. The Koran realized quickly the furniture was hardened, and Aaron heard Hale rushing forward. He rolled onto his back, grabbing for the microspear. Hale jumped over the desk, catching an ion blast in his face that melted the flesh clean off, and then landing on the spear as he came down on Aaron's chest. Aaron rolled the corpse off him, yanking out the spear and getting back to his feet. How many of the Judici were compromised? He was going to guess most of them, if not all. The Judicus department was the easiest place for the aliens to hide in plain sight. He pulled his pants up, rebuttoning them and straightening himself out before rushing for the door. A second Judicus was entering the living room as he came out of the office, and he fired without hesitation, catching the woman in the chest. The ion blast went clean through her body armor, reducing her innards to soup and dropping her. Aaron ran past her, checking the lift controls. The cab was already dropping, so he turned to the door on his right and slowly pushed it open, looking down into the emergency stairwell. He heard feet coming up. More enemies. It wasn't going to be easy to get out of here. He went into the stairwell, turned, and ran up them. They hadn't spotted him yet, but if they slowed down, they would be able to hear him and where he was going. He grabbed his Oracle from his coat pocket as he ascended, putting it on and activating it. He placed a comm to the terminal he had tried earlier. This time it was dead. Damn it. He tried the next. The result was the same. His opposition had caught up to at least two of his operatives. He tried the third. "Deckard," the man said.
"Code 12,
Aaron said, and then disconnected. Now all he had to do was stay alive for the next 10 minutes until the cavalry arrived.